Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. I am Mark Walters, sitting here getting ready to fill your prescription for freedom for the next hour. Lots of new additions to the program, with six new stations taking the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Show. We've expanded there and about another, close to another half a dozen more on the Monster broadcast. We just keep growing and growing and growing and growing. It's not like there's any appetite for this type of discussion, is there? My mom used to say years ago, can you really talk about that every week for 1 hour? My gosh. Fun to go back and look at that history as we're getting close to and approaching our ninth anniversary later this month on Armed American Radio's Monster Show, which means that will be April 26th is our actual ninth anniversary. That means on April 27th, we begin our 10th year on America's airwaves and just keep continuing to grow. We've never lost an affiliate due to content or something I said. Remarkable, actually, when you consider that fact, that with the exception of just a couple of holidays during that entire nine-year run, have never missed a live program with you. I've had to run a couple rebroadcasts in subsequent hours, but I've been in this chair with you every single week on the Monster Show and the daytime show now in its third year this month, also heading into its fourth year, also continuing to grow. Lots of fun because it's stuff like this that we get to talk about. It just keeps coming at you every day. Do you know where Deerfield, Illinois is? You've probably never heard of it, have you? Never heard of it. I had never heard of it before. It's a little Chicago suburb. There are a bunch of Chicago suburbs. Chicago is not a gun-friendly place. We all know that to be the case. It's one of the worst un-gun-friendly places on planet Earth. Not the people. Not the people itself. The Democrat machine that's been controlling Chicago for decades upon decades upon decades. That's who hates your right to bear arms. And that bleeds out to the perimeter. Deerfield bans assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. And this is from the Chicago Tribune. But does that surprise you? Is that shocking to you? We've seen gun bans in and around Chicago forever, right? Here's why I'm going to tell you this is important. The Village Board of Trustees. You can just imagine. This is like a homeowners association, right? The Village Board of Trustees. like HOAs. Generally stocked with people who just, you know, didn't quite make, just like to have power over other people. We tend to see that is the case a lot. Owners or homeowners attacking their neighbors because they maybe suck at their job and this gives them some type of authority. Who knows? We see a lot of that on town councils and a lot of that on homeowner associations. Fix your shutter. Get off his lawn. Paint your house. Move that car. Park in the driveway. Give up those guns. Right? I want you to think about this. The Village Board of Trustees unanimously approved a ban on certain types of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, amending a 2013 ordinance that regulated the storage of those items. Now remember, this is a Village Board of Trustees jerking around with the U.S. constitutional rights of citizens who happen to live in that village. The new ordinance prohibits, get this, the possession, sale, and manufacturing of certain types of assault weapons and large-capacity magazines within the village. One change from the law, according to the Tribune, as it was originally discussed, exempts retired police officers from the ban, of course. You know, retired police officers like the coward down in Broward County, he'd be okay if he wants to go there, right? Because he was a cop. Violations carry a fine of between $250 and $1,000 per day, according to Matthew Rose, the village attorney. He said the fine is levied each day until there is compliance. Now, let me go on the record here and tell you, if you live in this village, do not comply. I'm telling you that straight up. Straight up. At some point in time, you got to put your foot down. At some point in time, you've got to put your foot down. When does this end? And what are you going to do about it? You going to come and get them? What are you going to do? Illinois residents, do they know you have these? Registered everything, maybe, right? You have issues on your hands. You see, there's only one way around this. You can apply if you want to. I wouldn't. There's only one way around this. The Supreme Court of the United States of America is going to have to stop this insanity. The Supreme Court is going to have to rein this in. The Supreme Court is going to have to take one of these cases, more than one, by the way. And I'm giving you hints about what I'm going to talk about on the upcoming Monster Show this weekend. But at some point in time, the Supreme Court is absolutely going to have to weigh in on this and put a stop to this. Either tell America that village councils everywhere by the hundreds of thousands in this country, that it's okay, we have a patchwork of laws, and that it's okay for homeowner association wannabes to take away the constitutional right of American citizens to own the most common firearms in Americans' possession today. The Supreme Court has to eventually step up and say, yep, that's okay. That village town council can do that, and we're okay with it. And so is our Constitution. Or they're going to have to put their foot down, and they're going to have to end this insanity. That's going to have to happen on a number of different fronts. But I can smell this one coming. And these people are saying, well, we're modeling this after the Highland Park ban that was, you know, the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals held that that legislation constitutional. And the Supreme Court let the decision stand when it declined to take up the appeal. You see, that's why the Supreme Court's absolutely going to have to weigh in on this. Who the hell are these people to tell you that they're going to fine you $1,000 a day until you're in compliance with their gun ban? Do these people have the authority to tell you this? As their town council, do they have the authority to satellite radio moment word all over our Bill of Rights? And for that matter, what happens if they say they don't want you reading Huck Finn because they're too small-minded to understand the literary genius that is Huck Finn, and they call it racist because they don't like the language? Can they stop you and fine you $1,000 a day until you turn that book in to them? Yeah, they sure can. They can now. Why not? They're going to do it. They just did it with your guns. They pick and choose. We don't like that gun. We're going to take that gun. We're going to fine you $1,000 a day until you comply with me. Fourth Amendment. What can they do with the Fourth Amendment? Do you have a right to be secure in your possessions if you live inside Deerfield Village in Illinois? Do you? No, you don't. Not if they can do that lawfully and constitutionally with your Second Amendment right. What's to stop the Homeowners Association wannabe Village Town Council from passing an ordinance that says it's okay from now on that while you're sleeping, police officers can enter your vehicles, leave them unlocked. Police are going to enter your vehicles. You have no right to be secure in your possessions because we have a drug problem and we think they're being carried around the town by cars. So we're going to start searching cars. What's to stop them from doing that? Not a thing. Nothing. They just did it with the right to bear arms. Turn it in. You don't have a right to be secure in your possessions. Do you have a right to gather and talk about what they're doing to your Second Amendment right at the village meeting place, wherever it is in Deerfield? Do you? Can they stop you from peaceably assembling candidates? Yes, of course they can. They just did it with your Second Amendment, right? What's to stop them from saying, no, you can gather on the town square, but you cannot talk about guns. You cannot talk about assault weapons because we don't want you to, because we don't like them. We've already taken them from you. Turn them in. We're fining you $1,000 a day. What's to stop them from doing that? Absolutely nothing. They just did it with the Second Amendment. What about changing the voting laws in the village of Deerfield? Can they do that? Why not? When we come back, Dave Workman from Handgun American Handgunner and Liberty Park Press and Conservative Fireline, he's going to be here to weigh in on this and a whole bunch of other stuff. Don't go away. It's going to be a provocative show. All right, if you've been watching the news lately, you know that mass shootings and terror attacks can happen to anyone, anytime. It can feel like we're helpless to stop them, but that ends today. For a very limited time, you can claim the complete mass shooting survival guide from the USCCA completely free. It's brand new, and it's completely free. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to claim your copy in seconds. Again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. You'll learn what we really know about mass shootings, how to survive an attack, proven strategies for stopping a shooter, and a whole lot more. It's packed with all the life-saving information that the anti-gun lobby doesn't want you to have. But this is only available for a few more days. And it even comes with a bonus audiobook that I recorded so you can listen whenever you want. Get your copy in seconds. It's 100% free. And for a very limited time, you'll also get a bonus security checklist for your office, church, or school. Don't miss this. Don't miss this. Just go to armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of 4 guns. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back to the Daily Defense studios. If you've been watching the news lately, you know that that bad things can happen to good people. It's happened. You've watched it. You've seen it. All right? It can happen anywhere, anytime, any place. Been telling you that for a long time. So I want you to go out and get that complete mass shooting survival guide from the USCCA. That's completely free. I've been telling you about it for a couple weeks. I happen to know today, I found out today, that this is not going to be there for much longer. So make sure that you go out and get it. And I know that because I recorded the upcoming spots for the new stuff, okay? So it's important, and I'm doing this intentionally to pressure you to get over there because I want you to get this. It's amazing. I recorded the 9 chapters. ArmedandResponsible.com. Claim your copy. It takes seconds. ArmedandResponsible.com. Learn what we really know about mass shootings, how to survive such an attack. It can be done. It's not hard to do. Proven strategies for stopping a shooter and a whole bunch more. I can promise you it's not liberals throwing rocks at people out of buckets in classrooms, okay? So this thing is packed with all the life-saving info that you need. It's only going to be up there for a few more days. You get the audiobook, as I said, that I recorded for you. Go get it. It's 100% free. You're also going to get the security checklist for your office, church, or school. Don't miss it. ArmedandResponsible.com. ArmedandResponsible.com. Let's go to Dave Workman. Dave, welcome to the program. There's more information on this Deerfield ban that is extremely disturbing. Number one, apparently America now pays attention to school kids who somehow sway legislation in this country that aren't old enough to vote, number one, about things that they don't understand in historical context, which is what happened in Deerfield, okay? There are a lot of kids testifying, and great that they're out there doing what they're doing, but not when they don't have a clue what they're talking about in historical context. You see, there were, in Deerfield prior to, in 2013, they created an ordinance, and I'm going to quote a resident. And he says, the ordinance to store firearms was only passed for one reason. Looks like we've lost Dave. Okay, I'll tell you this. The ordinance to store firearms was only passed for one reason. That was to have an amendatory vehicle that could be used in the future for just this purpose so you could banish assorted firearms in the future. First, it's going to be assault rifles. There will be new bans in the future. It's just a matter of time. And Ariella Carrasque, I don't know who this is, a Deerfield High School student who favors the legislation, said she wants more action both on a local and national level. Now, this is a person who, in America today, it is now fashionable for young kids, okay, to march to take away their rights as adults. That's fashionable. Good heavens. Where are we getting? Nice work, media. You're doing your job. Nice work, media. You're doing your job. Nice work. Nice work, Eric Holder, brainwashing and all the other garbage going on. Because if these kids knew and understood the full context of what they're talking about, I would venture to say a large majority of them would not be pushing what they're currently pushing. And this girl goes on to say that this is our fight. This is our generation's fight. We're going to keep fighting, and this is part of it. Change happens gradually, step by step. What change? Taking away your constitutional rights, taking away her own constitutional rights. That's the change that she's looking for. She says the fight does not end at the borders of our village. So what she wants to do is take her change, her Chicago change, we've all seen how successful it is in Chicago, to you. This person is clueless to the fact that this does nothing. What type of guns are we talking about? The definition, according to this town, whoever they are, of assault weapons includes, among others, semi-automatic rifles that have a fixed magazine with a capacity to accept more than 10 rounds of ammunition, shotguns with a revolving cylinder, and semi-automatic pistols and rifles that can accept large capacity magazines. You mean like my Glock and the 31-round magazine that I have for it? Yep. I mean, that certainly would fall in that category, wouldn't it? You see what's happening here? Of course, among the dozens of specific models cited are the AR-15, AK-47, and the Uzi. Because we all know how scary those are. And the rationale for screwing their own residents in Deerfield, Illinois, is Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. That none of this would have stopped, by the way. their little band in their little town would not have stopped a similar event in their town. Not going to happen. First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, they forgot to mention that that shooter was stopped. And God knows how many people are alive because of the very gun that they're talking about. Incredible. And by the way, of which their little band would not have stopped. Las Vegas Music Festival, they don't even know what happened in Vegas. None of us do. But what happened in Vegas is something that's being kept from us. I'll leave it at that. Eventually, I think, hopefully we'll find out. I won't believe crap about it anymore. Too much time has gone by. This thing has been warned, commissioned all the way down the line. Too many changes, too much stuff. But the fact of the matter is, nothing that they're doing in their little homeowners association would have stopped anything in their little town or village. And, of course, the Pulse nightclub, which is arguably a terrorist attack, but nonetheless, their little band wouldn't have stopped anything similar from happening in their little town. There was apparently zero debate whatsoever. More than 70 people attended. Of the 20 people who spoke, 14 were opposed. That means six were okay, but the majority were not. They don't care. They're not listening. All you're doing is talking to dead fish. Those people aren't listening to you. They couldn't give a crap less about what you stand up and say. They're not taking anything you say into consideration. Their minds were made up before they met. This is a group of liberals who hate your rights, who will take anything they want from you whenever they feel like it, and they couldn't care less about what you think. Now, I don't know if the ordinance to store firearms meant that you had to give them a list of your firearms. So my question to you is, would you give four or five Democrats on a town council a list of your firearms? Would you do that? Nope. I don't have any. The only way they're going to find out is if I have to use one to defend my life, and then good luck coming after me for that. Because guess what? Every townsfolk around, as Mayor Daley found out, will support me, not you. That's the way it usually works. This is tyranny. This is nothing short of tyranny. The Supreme Court is going to eventually have to step in on this. It's going to have to happen, period. It's going to have to happen. And by the way, 15-year-olds do not make legislation. We do not legislate around 15-year-olds in this country, particularly when they're trying to take away their own rights as they become adults. There is context in place here that the media will never tell you about, because if we do put it in context, it blows their narrative right out of the water, right? That's what happens. Joe Siegel of Lincolnwood said governments in other countries have banned weapons and proceeded to use weapons against defenseless citizens. And I quote him here. He spoke. He said, there's an ancient and honored American tradition called disobeying an unjust law. I have urged people to listen to their conscience, and if so moved, do not obey this law. After this, we'll talk more about it.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed you are. We're going to move quickly through a number of different conversation topics right now. Let's go to my guest. We've got Dave Workman back on the line. Dave Workman, American Handgunner, Liberty Park Press, conservative firing line out there in Bellevue, beautiful Bellevue, Washington. How you doing, Dave?
Well, it's fine. It's raining out here, so, you know.
Well, you're used to that.
Day. Yeah.
But well, aren't you out of rainy season now, supposedly?
No, not at all. Listen, it rains 11 months out of the year, and then the 12th month it snows. So,
oh, my gosh.
Don't move out here. Just don't move out here. Stay home.
It's absolutely beautiful. That's one of the most beautiful places in the world. Hey, Dave, quickly, I want to ask you just a couple things about this Deerfield Beach ban, then I want to move on to a piece that you were, in fact, quoted on in Seattle that is extremely important, because this is something the left's trying to come after some. But first, when a local town council takes it upon themselves and uses the fact that the Supreme Court didn't take a case as a reason for going after someone's Second Amendment rights, isn't it true they can say the same thing about First? What's to stop them about saying we're going to search people's vehicles at night when they're sleeping, or we're going to require to come into your homes at night, or we don't want you to read Huck Finn because we're too stupid to accept its literary genius and we think it's racist? What's to stop them from doing that next?
I'll tell you what. Recall. There's a recall law in every state of the union, and just go after them for recall.
I guess we can say that it worked. For the most part, in Colorado, didn't. It's really the only place I've ever seen it work. But in a place outside of Chicago?
I've seen recall elections work in other parts of the country, too. But if the citizens of that community are upset enough to get rid of these guys, there is a recall. That's what the ballot box is for. The trick is getting enough of your people to actually get off their apathy and vote.
Yeah, apathy is the key word here. And this is, you know, when these people get put into office, that's what happens. You know, too many people sit and complain about the fact they're there. But, you know, I've asked the question, and I'll ask you now, are gun owners partly responsible for allowing this to happen because of apathy, or is this just we're getting blindsided?
Well, there's a lot of factors involved, but quite frankly, when I hear people, especially gun owners, complain to me that, hey, my vote doesn't count, so I never use it. How stupid is that?
Yeah,
Your vote, of course, doesn't count because you never use it. You got to get yourself, your family, your friends, fill out that ballot. It's a responsibility of citizenship, not just a right.
Well, the fact is you get what you vote for. So we're going to follow what happens in the town council. I'll leave that one with this. Listener, the Supreme Court's going to have to step up at some point in time, and I know just the organization that eventually will find the right case to get us there. It will happen. It's going to have to happen, or there's trouble coming down the pike. All right, Seattle. Boy, you know, here we go back to Seattle. I'm reading this just a couple days ago, and I'm like, hey, there's Dave Workman. I know Dave. And you're quoted in a piece titled, Police Legally Seizing Guns Under Red Flag Laws. What in the world is given out there in rainy Seattle?
Well, frankly, it's an interesting story. And I know the quote that they used, it was kind of out of context. We'd been talking about a lot of stuff, specifically due process and how all of this depends on due process. When you've got somebody out there who is an at-risk person, and I think the Seattle police have been trying to be really squeaky clean on this. And they're not out seizing everybody's guns. That's already a myth that's been popped. But they have disarmed, 10 or 15 people who have been repeat problems. The one case that I'm very familiar with is a guy that apparently had been refusing to go to court. He had there was a warrant out for him on some other unrelated matter. It's my understanding the police already taken a shotgun or something away from him, and he's walking around with a 25 caliber semi-auto pistol on his belt. And that this is again is my understanding of the case, and he was being kind of a twerp. And so the police contacted him and disarmed him. There is going to be a trial. There's going to be a due process. Now, the problem with this is that if police have a law that they can do and exercise without due process, that becomes a civil rights issue. You got to be so careful with these things. Now, I know I've taken a little heat for that quote, but if you sit back and look at some of the cases that we've had recently, Parkland, Florida, and then this thing that just happened yesterday down at the YouTube headquarters outside of San Francisco, San Bruno, the families apparently of the alleged shooter down in California had warned the police that she was angry, intent on making trouble. Broward County had been to the suspect's home, I don't know, what, 39 times?
The FBI had
been tipped off to him at least twice, and they did nothing. Now, I know a lot of people in the gun community who have just railed about that. You know, why didn't the cops do something? The cops knew about this. Well, in Seattle, the case here is that, well, maybe the cops are doing something, and by disarming somebody who really probably shouldn't have a gun, maybe they're going to be able to accomplish something. I don't know. You know, we're still sticking our toe in the water on this thing. Doesn't mean that I support the program. I'm very skeptical of this. But, I want to see a show of hands out there right now. Who wants crazy people to be walking around with guns? Huh?
That's a great question. Let me come to you on this. Let me quote the piece because you're absolutely correct. That's why I wanted to talk about this. At some point, gun owner, this conversation is going to have to be had. It is going to have to be had. Even gun rights advocates, according to the Fox piece, who are afraid of government abuse, they're referring to you, Dave Workman, say it appears to be working, quoting you. We've seen the downside of people who are distraught or crazy taking out their problems on the general public, said Dave Workman of the Bellevue, Washington-based Second Amendment Foundation. Continuing, we don't want that to happen here, unquote, to you. Now, obviously, that can be taken out of context, and that was probably part of a broader conversation,
yeah,
as you mentioned.
Was.
It's easy to...
We had been talking, I don't know, like for 15, 20 minutes before that, I think that part of the video was done. But carry on with your thought, because I'm interested to see what you say next.
Well, I know you, and I know that when you say you're sticking your toe in the water and that you are absolutely skeptical of this, you are. I know you are. So that's how I know that that quote was taken somewhat out of context. But in the same vein, we've got gun owners that are saying, myself included, 39 times they went down there and nothing was done. Okay, so what am I suggesting? That they put him away and take away his guns? What if they had done that prior to him doing some, you know, at some point in time, you got to watch out what you wish for because you're going to get it. That's one way to look at it. The other way at it is nobody wants this guy to have a firearm. All of us on the gun side included. So this is a conversation that's going to get pretty snarky here over time. My key, Dave, is absolutely due process. I believe that there should be strict scrutiny, to use the legal term. If you're going to take away somebody's firearms, which is a constitutional right, you cannot do it ex parte. If you can't find him, you got to wait until you can drag him in there before you can do it. Period.
Right. Right. And that's to my understanding, is the way that they're trying to make this work. And you know, let's see if it works. And here's something else to put in perspective too. The Seattle police are right across the lake from a civil rights organization mm-hmm. that concentrates on the Second Amendment, and we've already demonstrated time and again that we're not terribly shy about taking somebody to court.
In particular, them. You've been a thorn in their side, as you're supposed to be, right smack there in their backyard. Hey, Dave, hold on with me that thought. I want to keep this conversation alive because this is you mentioned that you were taking some heat, and I want to find out what kind of heat you were taking on this. And kind of talk about it. It's going to have to be talked about. I think it's a fascinating conversation. And believe me, I know how pro-gun you are, so I'm interested to see what kind of heat you've been taking and from the likes of whom. Back with the great Dave Workman right after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these studios. We're going to move quickly. TheArmedAndResponsible.com. Claim the copy of the Complete Mass Shooting Survival Guide from the USCCA. 100% free, okay? It's free. Go get it. Go get the checklist. The security checklist for your office, church, or school. It comes with it, and I gave you the audio version. So you can listen to it. ArmedAndResponsible.com. ArmedAndResponsible.com. It is not going to be up there for much longer. It's about 9 chapters if you're looking at it in book format. Is about how big it is, okay? It's not just a 2 or 3 page document. This thing is full color. It's the real deal. And 9 chapters I read for you. Took me a long time to do it. Go get it. We're giving it to you. That's why we enjoy doing this stuff for you. Life-saving information in there, particularly as it concerns mass shooters. God forbid you ever find yourself in that situation. You're going to learn a whole lot with this, I promise you. ArmedAndResponsible.com. And you know, there's a lot of advertisers taking a lot of heat right now. The whole Laura Ingraham thing going on with this Parkland student. Okay, and this relentless leftist bashing of her and her program for a simple comment that she said on a tweet. And when you've got advertisers that support you, man, you got to run with it. And Mike Lindell from MyPillow has done just that. He has stood up to everybody and said, I'm not dropping my advertising from anybody on Fox News, including Laura Ingraham. We got a promo code for him. He supports Armed American Radio. Use it, MyPillow.com, 50% off. Use the promo code AAR. Get the discount, and it supports us. You know, the growth I told you about at the beginning of the show, that's all part of it, okay? Same thing with warfightertobacco.com, promo code AAR, and we have more fun stuff coming up. I recorded a rejoiner today for a training organization out in Mississippi. You're going to love it. Also, promo code AAR. More on that in the near future. Let's go back to Dave Workman, please. Dave, this you said you've been taking some heat from that. I'm curious. Have you been taking heat? I'd be shocked if I find out that you were taking heat from anybody that knows you.
Well, people take something out of context. You know, Laura Ingraham, who I've never met, probably a very nice lady, did this tweet. Quite frankly, I think the subject of that tweet had it coming. But, right. You know, that's another story. But based on simply what I was quoted as saying, oh, God, you know, Workman is in favor of people, the cops grabbing people's guns. That
right,
is
right.
Such lunacy. That's nonsense. I would never advocate that. And as I've explained here, you know, we're treading into kind of a surreal bit of territory, the Twilight Zone. On the one hand, and I'm guilty of this too. Well, not guilty, but I've done this too. Since the shooting in Parkland, I have, and you've read it, I've questioned why didn't the law enforcement people who had knowledge of this guy act on that knowledge? They didn't do it. Nobody did that. And so what do we got? We got 17 dead kids and adults down there at Parkland High, at the high school down there. So instead of that, we have, I don't know, maybe a dozen, maybe 15 cases over in Seattle where people who are, apparently they have a pretty good track record with the police, and I don't mean that as a compliment. Law enforcement has gotten the proper paperwork. They've gone through the process and gone and taken guns away from these people. Probably, I would say, you know, I suspect most of those people shouldn't have had those guns in the first place. What do you do when somebody is sending signals all over the landscape that, hey, I got a gun, and guess what? I'm going to use it. What would you do? What would anybody in your audience have done if they'd have known that Adam Lanza was going to murder his mother and drive her car down to Sandy Hook? What would they do?
Huh? Well, clearly they would want it stopped. And, you know, that's why this is such a fascinating conversation, because today it's different today than it was back when you and I were kids. Today there's social media out there. A lot of these people, let's put this in perspective. A lot of these people that we're talking about here put posts out and photographs out and make statements out and put it out on social media. It's not like somebody overheard them say it. It's on their Facebook page or it's on their Instagram, right?
These guys are sending flares all over the place, and it's happened time and again where after the investigation gets rolling for a few days after maybe one of these mass shootings, oh, yeah, we knew about that guy. Oh, yeah, he had a record. Why didn't we do something? Well, duh. You know, you were just advertising about that book, How to Survive a Mass Shooting. You know how Workman's going to survive that? I'm going to shoot back.
Right. And see, that's whole part. Boy, now you're getting into the, I love it. I wish I had another hour with you, because now you're talking about where I'm going to go on Friday with the whole Florida thing. I got to stop that because, let's not get ahead of it. I don't want you to steal my thunder. But I'm glad you said that. But let's go back to this. You know, you got social media posts out there. You've seen them. I've seen them. We've talked about them. We've looked. Look what this person was saying. Look what this person did. Look what they threatened to do. Is there any rational gun owner out there that would, after the fact, knowing that, say, well, for crying out loud, why didn't the sheriff do it? Why? They saw this. The other kids and families were sending this information to law enforcement. Well, here's what you do in that case. This is my opinion. This is this host's opinion. You find that person immediately, and you drag that person with that evidence, whatever it happens to be, in front of a judge. You do not do it ex parte. You do it with that person there, and you have a hearing on the spot. That's how you ensure due process. Where I have a problem with this is somebody going, look, this guy's posting this stuff up there. He's supposed to be at work today, but we don't know where he is. We need to get this up here. It depends, I guess, on the specificity of the threat. If you've got somebody saying at 12 o'clock, I'm going here, and at noon, they're not there, you want to wait till after the fact, or you want to do something then? This is where we get into the weeds with this stuff, because here's the problem, Dave. Hindsight is always high definition, crystal clear vision in the rearview mirror, ain't it?
Exactly. And, you know, I talked to Alan Gottlieb about this before I even agreed to talk to that reporter, and Here is our bottom line. There has to be due process.
Bingo.
Without due process, this thing is nothing more than demagoguery. It's tyranny. You've got to have due process. That's what the Constitution requires, and that's what these guys better do. And believe me, I got two sets of eyeballs over here, mine and Alan Gottlieb's. And if you don't think we're keeping an eye on this, I'm sorry. You need to think that one over again. So far, so good, but that's as far as I'm pushing this.
Well, they know that you're looking too. They know that you're there, right. Obviously, and they know that you guys have eyes on this over here. Yeah, I don't know. It's again, there has to be a specificity level of threat. If you've got a generic threat out there, you can't just go grab somebody's constitutional rights.
Absolutely not.
You can't do that. You
know, early in my career, when I used to ride around with the sheriff's department a lot to get stories for the little weekly newspaper I was the editor of at the time, I encountered a couple of these cases where, and even back in those days, I was very pro Second Amendment. I was a gun owner. I firmly believe in the entire Bill of Rights. And there were a couple of times when we rolled up on something, and I'd be standing over there on the side listening to these people. They were stark raving loons. And I want somebody like that having a firearm? I don't think so.
But there's a process. There's a way to go about it, right?
Yeah.
There's a way to go about it. And, well, we're going to run out of time here. Dave, it is a fascinating conversation. Thank you so much for jumping in here to talk about it. And if I'm going to put you on the spot, I would like to have this conversation with you on the Monster broadcast coming up either this weekend or the weekend after. I'll talk about that with you later in the week. But I think this deserves a tremendous discussion in a much bigger forum. The reason being is there are now about 30 states considering this extreme risk protection order is what we're talking about here. And we had better start having this conversation or we're going to get behind the curve. In order to maintain the due process, we've got to be engaged in this or this stuff's going to roll right past us in those blue locations. So we've got to be engaged. Thank you for bringing it up. Thank you for writing about it. Okay. Dave, real quick, we've got about 10 seconds. Where can people find you?
Okay. LibertyParkPress.com. conservativefiringline.com, thegunmag.com, and I've got that weekly column in American Handgunner online.
Perfect. Thank you, Dave Workman. I appreciate it, brother. I got to cut you there, but remember, until we meet again, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Dave Workman's awesome, isn't he? Wow, thanks for being on here. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.